Uttered banality in text form, Zuckerberg's Threads algorithm is driving people crazy. By Lucas Nolan on July 10, 2023. Mark Zuckerberg's new Twitter clone, Threads, has already amassed 100 million users since its launch. However, the platform's algorithmic feed and lack of key features have raised questions about its potential to replace Twitter. Forbes reports that Threads, the new social media platform from Facebook, now known as Meta, has gained 100 million users since its debut. But the platform's algorithmic feed and lack of essential features have cast doubt on its ability to supplant Twitter. Paul Tassi, a seasoned reporter and savvy social media user, recently shared his experience with Threads in an article for Forbes. "Since around the time Meta launched Threads last week, I decided to try an experiment where I wouldn't tweet for a week, and only post on Threads instead," he said. Despite the initial excitement, Tassi's experiment ended with him returning to Twitter, uncertain about his future with Threads. The platform's algorithmic feed, filled with celebrity content and memes, was a major point of contention for Tassi. "What I mean by that is Meta attempting to cultivate a positive Twitter by spamming your feed with inane celebrity and influencer content and stolen Twitter memes. Twisting your feed with its algorithm so you don't see anything that could possibly be construed as unpleasant," he explained. He expanded on his disdain for Zuckerberg's algorithm. "The problem with Threads is that porting a bunch of influencers and celebrities over from Instagram creates just utter banality in text form. It makes sense for Instagram to be the primary medium of social media communication for these people, between thirst trap photos and glamorous red carpet events. It makes less sense in text form when Kourtney Kardashian is asking people if they have any recipes that involve Fig Newtons." Breitbart News previously reported that Instagram boss Adam Mosseri says the new platform will not put emphasis on hard news and politics. "The goal isn't to replace Twitter," Mosseri told The Verge's Alex Heath on Threads. "The goal is to create a public square for communities on Instagram that never really embraced Twitter and for communities on Twitter and other platforms that are interested in a less angry place for conversations, but not all of Twitter. Politics and hard news are inevitably going to show up on Threads. They have on Instagram as well to some extent. But we're not going to do anything to encourage those verticals," Mosseri added. After being asked if that's because he doesn't think those verticals provide value relative to the others, the historical company baggage with news? Mix of both? Mosseri said, "Politics and hard news are important, I don't want to imply otherwise." Threads, which Facebook promises will be sanely run, has also been quick to demonstrate Zuckerberg's trademark censorship by warning users about following conservatives including Donald Trump Jr. Threads users who attempt to follow the former president's son receive a warning message before they are allowed to do so. "Are you sure you want to follow Donald Trump Jr.? This account has repeatedly posted false information that was reviewed by our independent fact-checkers or went against our community guidelines." The warning message does not even appear on Instagram, which powers the Threads app, meaning responsibility lies with Threads itself. Read more at Forbes here. Lucas Nolan is a reporter for Breitbart News covering issues of free speech and online censorship. Follow him on Twitter at Lucas Nolan.